At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Time for Early Break. Sponsored by NEBCO and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Storms with you. Bill Bush had to depart for Hour 3. He'll be back on Monday. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Also, Hour 3 sponsored by Anderson Ford at 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill. Beautiful day to test drive a vehicle.
It really is. I mean, every day is a good day to do that, but some days probably a little better than others. This strikes me as a perfect day to head out.
It's a nice summer day. I mean, it's still spring technically, but it feels like summer with these 90 degree temps we have coming in.
You go to a lot. I mean, think about it. And you're looking at cars. It's a big day. Anywho,
yeah, if you go to the North Lincoln location at 27th and I-80, if you want to see David up there. You better go early because he's going to a concert tonight.
Is he going to
George Thorogood tonight at La Vista.
Well, I mean, he probably won't leave till 5.
True, but you know, don't push it till 5. Try to get there at 2 or 3 before he's heading out.
Right.
Big crowd up there,
David,
sure.
And once again, thanks to Derek Bombeck.
Who brought us food.
From Early Bird. Derek, nice of you. I had 2 hash holes. They're good.
Maybe you'll start yelling that with enthusiasm again. People are giving you shots at the lack of enthusiasm on the hash hole cheer recently.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I have toned it down.
Oh, I guess the concert's on Sunday. I thought it was today.
Well, correction.
Okay, you can see David all day.
Correction.
I'm sorry.
George Thorogood is not tonight at the Astro.
I'm sorry. Thank you, David, for the correction.
It's Sunday night.
I could have sworn that was tonight. Sorry. If you're trying to go to the concert, it's not tonight. It is Sunday. So I have no idea if it's sold out or not, but should be a fun time. Just to recap before we move on to something else, Radio Tradio. I have written down the trades that were made last segment. Eric in Hickman's going to drop off the mowers next Friday, as well as some donuts for us. Okay.
Hey, Eric, thank you. We'll be ready for the arrival. Okay?
And I've been told by several people, Buffet Sun has something awesome next week. Burton Columbus has promised some things. Jamie will probably bring in the left-handed golf clubs that he was trying to trade today on the air, but was too late for it. Today, we had a 3-way trade of Kathy is getting the football sprinkler from Greg.
Okay.
She was going to get the golf bag. He was going to get the golf bag from her, but instead, that golf bag is going to caller Dan, and Greg is getting a nice Vokey wedge out of that.
3-way trade.
Great trade for all those parties.
And Greg, I think, will be thrilled by the wedge.
He should still be
golfing. He's golfing right now as we speak. And Greg is a collector, so he'll find a place for it. Keep going.
Sanderson gets a weed eater in exchange for one of 2 push mowers that Greg is receiving.
Okay.
Dan and Lincoln is getting the boot birdhouse in exchange to Greg for the Richard Nixon campaign poster.
Okay. Dan's getting a gem.
Imagine seeing that in Greg's garage when you're watching games, a Nixon campaign poster.
Yeah. Greg will, I think he'll be happy with that. But the boot birdhouse is a special
item. It's cool. That's very neat. The last one is Eric and Hickman's getting the skis, and Greg's getting another push mower out of that. So Greg has gotten 2 or maybe 3 more. Eric might give 2 mowers out of that. For sure 1.
So give him 2.
Greg is up.
Give him 2.
You want 3 mowers for Greg?
No, he's giving 2, Eric.
Okay, so now Greg has acquired 3 push mowers today.
Okay, we'll deal with that later. But Eric is a longtime listener, by the way. Has you recognize him?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
well, he brought the big donuts in last week, the massive donuts.
Oh, that was Eric.
Oh yeah, those are huge.
Wait a second. So he came in and I didn't see him.
That was Eric. Yeah, he was here like at 5:30 before we all arrived. Connor was here, but I think you and me and Bill were not quite here yet.
Eric, if you're listening, I would want to meet Eric because he has had strong opinions over the years. Do you remember that?
Yes.
In the early days.
Yes, absolutely. And we love Eric for still listening to the show, being a part of the show. Hope he's growing the show with his friends.
What a day.
It has been fun. Radio Tradio went much better than we thought it was going to.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I mean, Bill, we talked when you were out of the room before break. We have no idea how this is going to go, but thank you to Greg for starting things off, for making things available to, you know, be traded out.
And as far as the Hampton Inn goes, there are people streaming out of the Hampton Inn. Now, sometimes we portray it as an empty building, not doing well. It's thriving.
Well, and Derek Bombeck confirmed that for us, so yeah. Thank you, Derek. 464-5685, call or text. As always, I was doing a little read-through, as I do, on CBS Sports yesterday. And you might remember this name. You should, because he was really good and he got better since he left. The name Prince Will Umanmielensip. Recall that name at Nebraska.
Well, he was I'll call him a rush end, a defensive end, a pass rusher that was here
for two years
and then made his way to Ole Miss. And then the story's gotten pretty interesting.
So last year, Sip, he went to Ole Miss and had a great year. An all SEC player.
9 sacks.
13 tackles for loss. Nine sacks.
Okay, just stop real quick. Ponder it. 9 sacks, 13 TFLs in the SEC. What do you think that's worth?
A lot of money. A couple million at least, right?
Yeah.
So reading this story from CBS Sports, and of course we all know, and this is why we keep bringing up that game when LSU is going to Ole Miss in September, is going to be electric just for all the animosity in that building, all the different signs during game day. It's going to be just a sight to behold. But this article did a great job of laying, you know, at least in Prince Will's position, the difficulty. Ole Miss believes they had re-signed Prince Will to a new deal to keep him around.
Right.
Before Lane Kiffin departed to LSU, knowing that he would probably be pursued by LSU to go follow Lane Kiffin there, correct?
Yes, and he also, as you read this.
I did.
There was a mid-six-figure buyout.
That's the incredible part.
That had to be figured out if Prince Will were to go anywhere. What's mid-six-figure mean to you? Is that $500,000?
Yeah. If we're saying mid-six figures, that's $400,000 to $600,000, likely, as a buyout. We're talking about a college athlete's buyout. Now, we make fun of all the time head coach buyouts in sports and say those are ridiculous. We're talking about a kid that's not even maybe 21 years old, right, at the oldest. And he himself has a $500,000 buyout. When you wonder why people still, you know, I don't think people love NIL in the portal. But
no, they don't.
But
most
that,
people.
That line, that number in itself is repulsive to everything about NIL and players transferring, right?
I can't push back. That is amazing. But what it keeps driving home in my head is, wow, if you're a premier pass rusher in one of the premier leagues, you know, particularly the Big Ten SEC, you are worth a lot of money.
Oh, my God. Name your price. Yeah. What do you want? You get to name your dollar figure, basically.
Yeah.
But LSU, again, was so adamant. We need him here.
And what is LSU? Awash in money.
Apparently they are.
$55 million for its roster. Lane generated a lot of excitement, evidently, because it shot up from where Brian Kelly was.
Right.
Brian Kelly was, I'm trying to remember off the top, I think in the $30 million range. Lane comes in. Now they can afford to pay Prince Will. And if you're LSU, you set your sights on him. LSU. Where their coaches come from? Ole Miss. They know what they have.
Yes.
Go get him.
But this goes back to Sip again. The whole narrative and the whole murky nature that is NIL. Because if you read this article, Ole Miss believed because he had a contract in place, he wasn't even able to go in the portal. This should keep you from even entering your name.
Right.
That's why they put, listen, the buyout is this. LSU says, we don't care. We want him. We're going to get him.
Because there's no, because the rules are shaky, right?
Shady and shaky, right. Both.
Right. So if LSU set its sights on Prince, well, they're probably going to get him. And they did. LSU got him. He left.
They said, despite all these things of saying you can't go in the portal, you have a buyout, you have a contract here, Prince went in the portal the next day and went to LSU and signed there, and now he's with the Tigers.
And that was a story that flew under the radar.
I don't remember hearing about that very much.
No, because what was the big story? It was that Clemson linebacker that was tampered with by Ole
Miss.
Which
Dabo had, you know, went on a long spiel about that, had timestamps on everything.
Right. So that's why there's probably other stories like this, but this is interesting with Prince Will, because he was at Nebraska. The Rebels, Ole Miss, as this article points out, did manage to win some of those major retention battles.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
With LSU, including Kewon Lacy. So Ole Miss was able to keep the running back. Again, another guy that was, you know, he was once committed to Nebraska. These guys, Princewell just went on to greener pastures, right?
And as Trivia James points out, the bigger story here is how underutilized and underdeveloped he was at Nebraska.
Well, I don't have all the...
That certainly is a story.
It's he looked
the
good.
Big story here.
He showed a lot of promise as a freshman, if you recall.
Well, he was seen as by CBS Sports had him as a freshman All American. They had him on their freshman All American list.
He kind of reminded me of Barry Turner, some people won't remember Barry Turner, but he was a freshman All American from Tennessee, from the state of Tennessee. And now Princewell dropped off though. Something wasn't right.
Year two did not work. Thought he'd take a big leap. He was seen as, you know, a potential All Big Ten type.
And
player.
Dropped off.
Didn't happen. Didn't click. I don't know if it was an injury or just it didn't.
Who knows?
Didn't work out for him.
I'm not blaming anybody there. It just didn't. For whatever reason, it didn't pop. And then he left, and it popped.
Yes,
it popped. It popped.
Whereas, I mean, and that was of all the guys that left. Think about who left that year. Jamari Butler goes to LSU. Didn't really pop.
Didn't pop.
He was okay.
Yeah, he played.
James Williams went to Florida State.
Didn't pop.
All right.
Didn't pop.
Didn't pop.
No.
But most guys who leave here don't really pop, it feels like, wherever they go. Like Adrian went to K-State and popped. Which was not a surprise. He had been there for 4 years in Nebraska.
Adrian popped for a little bit.
Then he got hurt. Then he got hurt.
Then he got replaced by Will Howard.
And the rest is history. Now, right. Will Howard went to Ohio State then after that.
Right. I'd have to do a general
But Prince is probably the guy in the era of the portal who's by all accounts had the most success going somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean.
It hasn't been that way for a lot of guys leaving Nebraska.
No.
And that could be either a testament to them not being the level they need to be a Power Four player, or just the fact that I don't know what the other side of that is, but
Prince will quietly become sort of a phenomenon. Let's see what it looks like at LSU. It's a big year for him. I mean, he's already made a lot of money, but he's parlayed his. I mean, if you're like I said, if you can come off that edge and affect the quarterback, you're worth a lot of money.
If you go back to Rule's first year and again, we all know that the portal changes stuff every single year, but I think part of the excitement going forward for the rest of his tenure was, hey, you got Prince Will and you got Cam Lenhart. Those guys were both pretty good as freshmen. Now, Cam is still here. He, again, has not really blossomed yet.
No, not really. He's been solid.
But it seemed like he made some plays this freshman year. I thought that this guy's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not taking this and say, Cam's not good. Cam's fine, but he is not gone to the level he thought maybe he would after his freshman year.
No, I don't have the stats in front of me. 2.5 sacks last year is my guess, something like that. I saw him at a speaking engagement saying he'd like to have 10 this year. Boy, and I just thought if you could get 10 sacks, Cam Lenhart, how much that would help that team. His sack number last year, Cam Lenhart
last year for Nebraska had... Two sacks.
I said 2.5.
His freshman year, he had 3 sacks. His second year, just a half a sack. Right. So him and Prince Will both took a step back in 24-25.
Right. And that's the part of the conversation that's a little disappointing, yeah. But he's still here. And I will tell you, as you know, it almost goes without saying, but for people who don't think about this stuff every day like I do, Lenhart is big. I mean, he has a major... He's got to have a year. Like guys like Van Poppel and Lenhart, they have to have big years, like their best years.
Well, and you've seen that they have ability to do so. It's just how do you get that back and how do you build on what you had?
Right.
I should mention one other guy. Borkature had success leaving here. Nate Borkature became a second round pick out of Texas A&M this past year to the Jags as of last month.
He didn't. Now, Borkature didn't put up monster numbers.
No, he did. That's why second round pick was surprising. But he, no matter what, he was a second round pick in the NFL.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad.
And he was better there than he was here.
He was. Yeah, he was. I mean, so yeah, let's see if anybody else. But Prince Will. Quiet story behind the scenes. LSU going hard after him. Ole Miss trying to keep him with a buyout. LSU wins out. And think about it. So LSU had to pay the buyout, right?
They had to.
And so they probably had to pay $500,000 before they even started paying Prince.
Plus, you're talking at least $3 million for him.
Okay, so
right?
I just want you to think about
9 sacks, an all SEC player.
Think about the money being thrown around for a pass rusher. They had to pay, we'll say, $500,000 buyout before they even paid him, right? And now we start the negotiation. What am I going to make? Well, we'll pay you $3 million. I got to think it's something like that, right?
Well, I got to think, though, Sip, there's probably other guys beyond Principal that had buyouts that LSU took. Said, well, we want you, and we'll pay the buyout. So we talk about this leap in money from $30 million of Brian Kelly to $55 million plus. Like, a lot of that is just going to buying the players out and then paying them on top of that.
Yeah, no.
Whatever it is, whatever it takes, we're getting that guy.
Yeah. I don't know the exact number with Brian Kelly, but I've read this stuff, and I believe it was in that range. Somebody could check me on that. But it shot up when Lane went there.
Thank you. There's a couple other texts, people saying, of guys that have gone, have been better since they left Nebraska. Ernest Hausman, yes.
Yeah.
Ernest was very good at Lincoln, and then he went to Michigan and played for a national championship team. Right?
Ernest Hausman got really good at Michigan.
He did.
I mean, now... Not playing now. But.
I'd almost push back a little bit on this. Corey says Wandale. Well, Wandale was really good here. Wandale Robinson goes to Kentucky. Yeah, he became a draft pick there. I mean, maybe he wouldn't have been drafted here. I don't know. But
Wandale was good.
But
here.
Wandale was really good in Lincoln. Yeah, like, yeah. No one's surprised by his success he had at Kentucky.
No.
Whereas maybe you're surprised by how good Ernest Hausman was at Michigan.
I wasn't, only because I follow it really closely, and I thought Ernest – as a freshman at Nebraska, really came on late. You could see.
His November.
You could see it.
Yeah, it was clicking.
Yeah, you could see.
It was clicking.
You could see a lot of talent. So those are good names.
Those are some figures, numbers out there. Just what you're fighting, what you're battling against.
Okay, so you see why Matt Rhule would sometimes be frustrated.
Yes.
Because this is the world that you exist in. You need guys like Prince Will, and you probably can't afford him. That's the long and short.
But that becomes more important to find the diamonds in the rough, because there's a lot of guys out there. I mean, James Williams, again, was not great, but he was an unheralded player that was at least decent at Nebraska.
Well, yeah, Nebraska found him. They got a diamond in the rough.
That was not by any means a high-star player.
No, but I wouldn't say that. I don't know that I would characterize James Williams as a diamond. Jake.
In the rough.
No. I can't.
I watched him last year. I know that's the extreme example. I'm trying to think of a better example.
No, I got you.
Of that. But, you know.
You got to find. I know
guys that aren't obviously going to be paid a ton off the bat that people aren't seeing what you are seeing.
Do you understand there's part of this conversation that's really interesting that guys have? And you know what it is? Like when you hear Nebraska needs to recruit like Iowa, just go after. Hold on, Jake.
I'm listening.
Two-star, three-star guys. Can't do that at Nebraska because people say, why are you recruiting two-star, three-star guys? How far we've dropped off?
But people need to retrain themselves. It's not – they tell themselves that, and then they refuse to actually follow that thought.
Do you see the problem?
I know, but they say, well, Iowa does, you know, have three stars and four stars, and they're beating you. But then you say when it gets to recruiting, it's important to have those guys. Like you tell yourself you don't need them, and then when it gets to recruiting time, you say, well, we need those guys. You forget about what you saw in the fall.
I think I understand what you're saying. What I'm trying to convey is that at a place like Nebraska, it's hard to go that route because some of the fan base gets up in arms that you're recruiting those type of players. What are we doing, and why is this guy not playing? Because we're developing him. We might need to develop him for a couple years.
So how do you remind those fans that is what Iowa does a lot? And Iowa's beaten you 9 of 10 times.
I know, but we do this all the time. Do you aspire to be 8-4? Is that what you're? Is that a step? No, oh, here we go with the.
That's
step.
Not. We will fight until the end of time about this. And I want to be with you on this. I want to be the Kings of Ohio State. But you don't take the leap from the bottom to the top, unless you're Kurt Cignetti, of course. But he's one of one.
Yeah, I know this. If I was running the program, I would be gunning for the top all the time. I'd be trying to recruit that way. I would build my whole program with the notion that I'm trying to win the Big Ten.
And you know what? If you achieved that, I would give you a big round of applause.
I'm trying to win the Big Ten. I'm not trying to win the middle of the Big Ten.
That is the goal every year, but is it feasible is the question.
Yeah, we do this way too often.
Before we get to break, if you're looking for a job, I hope I'm not looking for a job. A great place.
Well, we can find one.
Yes,
if we are.
Vision Mechanicals looking for journeyman plumbers and HVAC service technicians. They have top of the industry wages SIP. They've got 100% paid health, disability, and life insurance. Also paid holidays and vacation time. Be part of Lincoln's growth. Work on high impact commercial projects that shape our community. Learn more today and apply at vision-mechanical.net. That is vision-mechanical.net. When we come back, the NFL schedule is out, Zip, and I am a very happy man for one reason.
Why is that?
I'll tell you that next. Okay, on Early Break on the Ticket.